I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I currently work over at Chico Creek Counseling, although as I'm recording this, I'm on maternity leave. And as you're listening to this, my baby girl has likely already arrived. I'm so excited. It's like 5 days away. So I'm pre-recording a ton of episodes so that we can air them while I am recovering from a C-section. My little dude, 3 years ago, my body wasn't giving him blood during each contraction, so they had to do an emergency C-section so that he could live. And so now this little girl, who is currently residing within my womb, that's the policy here in our area up in Chico is... Once you have one C-section, you have a repeat C-section. So they don't do the way God intended you to push them out after you've had a C-section. There's too many risks that they're not willing to take. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay. I've done it that way. I've done it both ways. Both ways, the baby grew inside me and it came out of me. And then it was nourished by me. So we're good. But oh, I'm so excited. Her name is going to be, or is, Adelaide. So little baby Adelaide will be here. And so we're doing our shows ahead of time. We are talking about relationships. We've done some interdependence and some codependence. And I was thinking we could talk about what are some of the positive aspects about being in a relationship. Because they're hard and the holidays are upon us. It's the end of October right now. And that means Thanksgiving is a couple weeks away. And then Christmas is a month later. And then New Year's, which is always fun. And, whether you stay home or go out, I just think New Year's is really fun. And then Valentine's Day. I lump Valentine's Day in there with all of that stuff because I love love, and my husband always makes the plans for Valentine's Day. I'm more of the pursuer in our marriage, and I don't mind that. I don't mind being the one who, like, oh, look, there's this concert, or, oh, our friends want to do this, or, oh, this sounds like fun. I don't really mind that at all. There can definitely be an unequal balance of that, but... No one can have a fully unequal balance, right? We need our partners to also meet our needs and initiate periodically. Even when we're okay with an uneven balance, we don't want it to be all one-sided. So Valentine's Day is the one day that my husband really goes all out to make sure that I know that I am loved. And so I add that into the holiday season, even though it's, you know... a month and a half after Christmas or New Year's. I still add it in there. I love it. And it's red. And Christmas is red. So, okay. So I wanted to talk to you today about all of the stress of the holidays coming up and how to get through it kind of as a unified team. Because not everybody comes from the healthiest family of origin. Not everybody has the best stress management regimen. Not everyone can monitor their self-talk on a regular basis and monitor their thoughts and keep themselves cool and collected. Or not all of our family members can. And so we're on the receiving end of their stress. And so having a partner to go into this season with you helps you to be able to navigate it in such a way that it truly is a beautiful time of year. Now, if you're single, I want to say I was single for over a decade after my first marriage ended and I remarried. I was a single mom for over a decade. And I will say that in a lot of ways, being single is quite a bit easier over the holidays because you're not juggling and balancing. But when I say it's easier to go through with a partner who, with a significant other who's your partner, what I'm meaning is it's better to go through it when your significant other and you are on the same team and on the same side rather than when the two of you are also at odds. So it's better to go through the holidays with a partner, but rather if you're in a relationship, it's better if you guys are a partnership. If you're single, hey, that's okay. Honestly, sometimes in many ways, at least in my experience, there's moments of that loneliness, but there's also so many things that you get to just choose for yourself. So there's the pluses and minuses on both ends. So, but we're not talking about singlehood right now. We're talking about relationships. And so when you come back, I want you to have been thinking about when the holidays come in the past, have my partner and I been on the same team? Have we just been kind of colleagues navigating through all of the things we have to do? Or does the worst of us come out and we bicker more and we're fighting battles that we don't need to fight? All right, stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind you that this is a radio show that while I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, this is not a substitute for traditional therapy. So if the topic we're talking about is something that triggers you and you want to go in it a little bit deeper, I really recommend finding someone in your area who is qualified. They have clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, clinical psychologists can all sit down and work with you on what is your unique story, what is your individual journey, what are the things that you need to tweak for your own life so that you can navigate this a little bit better. Because a radio show is only 30 minutes, plus we have commercials. I give you a general idea of what's going on, but I really hope that you're using it as a launching pad. Okay. So we were just talking about navigating the holidays, and I asked you to think about during the break, do my partner and I bring out the best in each other? Are we a true partnership during the holidays? Do we go independent and we're just kind of we're colleagues who are navigating this busy period of work? Or does the worst in us come out and we bicker and we fight and we take on other people's problems and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Or anywhere in between, right? Because nobody is all of anything. And so I asked you to kind of think about that a little bit. So I hope that maybe you have processed that, or now that you're hearing me say it right now, maybe you came in during the commercial break, you're kind of thinking about, well, how does my spouse and I interact? Because when you can come on this with a united front, it is so beautiful when you're on the same page and you're kind of walking side by side facing the same direction. The holidays can be so magical, and it can really bring you closer to each other and closer to the Lord. And it can be really, really beautiful. It can be a time to like a way to end this calendar year on a really positive note. But if you're navigating it as colleagues, then you're just kind of getting through until the holidays are over and then the new year can start and then you'll have your resolutions and you're kind of independent and you got done what you got done and it was nice and it was whatever it was. I mean, yeah, that's not part of antagonizing arguments, but that's not as beautiful and fulfilling, right? And that's not why you married that person or why you chose to love that person, to have a business-like arrangement during the busy season. And if you guys are at each other's throats, you have different goals and different values, and the way you carry it out is just on completely opposite spectrums, man, this is a stressful time. The holidays that are meant to celebrate the birth of our Savior, and Thanksgiving brings family closer together and gratitude, they become so stressful that they're exactly the opposite of their intention. That's not a marriage that you want to be in either, right? And that's not a family your children want to experience. So how do we get you on the same page? How do we... First, I want you to invest yourself in that. Like, once you've thought about how do we usually navigate this, where, what category would we normally be in, I want you to think about what category would you like to be in. And maybe the folks who are in the super disorganized emotional reactivity phase, maybe their first step is like that this year is going to just be the compromise and professional phase. I wouldn't necessarily want that for you, but maybe that would be the bridge that got you to the joyful one next year. And that's okay. Sometimes we have to take small steps. And sometimes when we're trying to just go to the professional one from the emotionally reactive one, we end up skipping it over and going to the happy one, because going all the way to the happy one just, we feel like we're setting ourselves up for failure, but we're not. It actually is pretty doable to skip over that middle one. But sometimes that's what we need to psych ourselves out, to commit ourselves to it. So if that's the case, do it. So how do we get on that page where we really are enjoying the holidays? They're coming up. They are right around the corner. I'd like you to make a list of what are the things that you would want to see, do, be, experience, embody for the holidays. So like a kind of a mission statement. This is what I want for myself. This is what I want for my marriage. This is what I want for my family. And leave out the bad ones for right now. That's not in this step. Leave out those bad ones. So this is what I want for my family. Ask your spouse, and if you have children, ask them to also make that list. Everyone gets on the same page. Well, I want to have a small Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I want to have a big Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I want to go out of town. Well, I want to stay home, etc. And you get on the same page. You find where can the compromises be and what can be done to encourage. Everyone gets to pick. Like, together, you have a conversation. Now, of everybody's list, what are the priorities? What are the non-negotiables? And then how can we support that for each other? So there will be compromising, right? But you'll all be compromising with one another. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And we were just talking about getting on the same page with each other during the holidays. So when you make your list, this is what's important to me for the holidays. I want to stay within budget. And what's the budget? I don't know. We can talk about the budget later. But I want to stay within budget. I want to, on Christmas, actual Christmas Day, I want to be home. I don't want to travel. I don't want to go with extended family. I just want to be home. For Thanksgiving, this and this and that. So each one of you makes that list. And I would say put an asterisk next to the top two or three that you feel like, oh, my heart just really wants that. So for me, my heart really does like to stay home on Christmas. My husband's family all likes to travel and meet up together in Vacaville and have a big Christmas thing on that day. And that's really stressful for me because that's just not how I grew up and that's not how I've spent my adult life, right? And so there's a lot of compromising that we have to do in order to make sure that our needs are getting met in my family. But so on my list, that one would probably have an asterisk that I just want to stay home and be with my little boy and my baby girl and my 20-year-old son and just, you know, insulate ourselves and eat cinnamon rolls and play with the toys. And so that would have an asterisk, right? So for Thanksgiving, would I be willing to say, I don't need to host Thanksgiving? No, I don't need to host it. I like hosting it and I do want to do it, but that might have a little wiggle room. So if you pick your two or three that really doesn't have much wiggle room, you really just want to need to do it. And then your spouse picks their two or three, and then your kids make their list. And maybe if they're young, you can help them with it. And if they're a little older, they can make their own. And it's about how do I want to do volunteer work? Do I want to sleep in? Do I want to go to less parties than we went to last time? Do I want to be more social than we usually are and go to more things? Do I want to do the parade downtown or the Christmas preview or whatever the things are that are on your list? I want you to put the good stuff, because when you're focusing on the good stuff and not the bad stuff, you end up putting so many good things in there that the bad stuff kind of doesn't have room. Like, we have a 4-bedroom house and we have 3 kids. And we have 3 kids. A 20-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an infant. So when we have house guests, it's a lot. It's a lot for me. I'm just kind of an introvert in that regard. And people are sleeping in all the things and doing all the stuff. And my husband's family likes to travel. And they like to stay with us for several weeks at a time, which is really hard for me. And so I would not put on my list no house guests or no house guests beyond 2 days. I would put from this date to this date, it's our nuclear family. It's just husband, wife, and 3 kids from this date to this date. And so you're not saying, no, your family can't come. It's saying from this date to this date, it's just us having our little family time. So you're really just keeping the good stuff. And because you're keeping those good stuff, the other stuff, there's just not room for it, right? The family can come, but they can come on different days. You're not completely excluding them. Or they can stay in a hotel room or with other family members. But from this date to this date, it's just us. So when you make your list, I don't want you to put, we're not having your cranky aunt Gladys over for Thanksgiving because she's always a poor sport. you could maybe say immediate family members only, or I don't know. Sometimes you just have to include cranky Aunt Gladys because she's part of the family. That's where your compromise is. And so when you sit down as a family, you can find a way to compromise, to say, okay, these are my non-negotiables. And sometimes your non-negotiables might still need to be negotiated. They might. There might be in direct conflict with someone else's non-negotiable. And so both of you find, what is the spirit? What is the heart behind my non-negotiable? So if your non-negotiable is, we'll take mine. From this date to this date, we don't have house guests. But say my husband's family wants to come for 2 weeks, like they always do. It could be from this date to this date, they don't stay in our home. They stay with one of the other family members. But we can go see them. We can invite them over for dinner a couple of the times. We can go out to movies. They're just not residing in our home and in our space. So the non-negotiables still might need to be negotiated, but at least you have the hierarchy of them all. Okay. Well, good luck, guys. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and I will talk to you next Monday. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.